Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Non-specialist health workers and other professionals such as teachers may have an important role to play in delivering mental health care to people with mental, neurological and substance abuse disorders in low- and middle-income countries. Nadia van Ginneken from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, England, and a team from India, the UK, Norway and South Africa published a new Cochrane review in November 2013 on how effective these non-specialist health workers are.
The term non-specialist health worker covers any type of lay or professional health worker, like a doctor, nurse or community health worker, who is not a specialist in mental health or neurology, but who may have some training in these fields. In our review, we also looked at teachers, as they can be particularly important in the care of children and youth. We focused on low- and middle-income countries because the need for additional human resources in the health sector is greater in these settings than in wealthier countries. The organisation and resourcing of mental health services is also poorer in low- and middle-income countries, and it's not feasible to train or retain sufficient numbers of specialists in the near future. Furthermore, non-specialist health worker interventions may function differently between many low- and middle-income countries compared with high-income settings. Although there have been other reviews on specific mental health conditions, this is the first review to synthesize all the evidence about non-specialists delivering care for all mental, neurological, and substance use disorders affecting adults and children in low- and middle-income countries. We summarized research evidence from randomized trials and other rigorous studies and have shown that there are benefits from the use of non-specialist health workers in mental health. We found 38 studies from 22 low- and middle-income countries. In most studies, non-specialist health workers delivered mental health care and depression or anxiety or both, or post-traumatic stress disorder. Bringing this evidence together in meta-analyses led to a number of findings. Firstly, with regards to depression, non-specialist health workers may be effective in increasing the number of adults who recover from depression or anxiety or both 2 to 6 months after treatment. Non-specialists may also slightly reduce symptoms for mothers with depression. Secondly, non-specialists also probably slightly improve the symptoms of people with dementia, as well as the mental well-being, burden, and distress of those who provide care for people with dementia. Thirdly, these health workers may decrease the quantity of alcohol consumed by problem drinkers. Finally, the evidence for post-traumatic stress disorder is that non-specialists may slightly reduce the symptoms amongst adults, but it is uncertain whether lay health workers or teachers reduce post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms amongst children. This is because although the meta-analysis suggests important clinical benefits, the findings were of very low certainty and it is not appropriate to try to draw any firm conclusions. Similarly, there is too little data to draw conclusions about the cost-effectiveness of using non-specialist health workers or teachers, or about their impact on people with other mental, neurological, substance use conditions, such as epilepsy, schizophrenia, alcohol and drug abuse problems. In addition, very few studies measured unintended consequences of non-specialist health worker-led care, and it's important to know more about this because such effects could impact on the appropriateness and quality of care. Overall, non-specialist health workers and teachers have some promising benefits in improving people's outcomes for general and perinatal depression, for post-traumatic stress disorder, and alcohol use disorders, and patient and carer outcomes in dementia. However, this evidence is of low or very low certainty in some areas, and there is no evidence for several other important conditions.
You can find details on all the evidence that the International Review Team were able to compile in the full version of the review, which you can access at thecochranelibrary.com.